This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Durham, North Carolina has amazing restaurants, rockin' bands, great sporting events, a thriving business community, and a growing creative class. That's why Durham residents have long been in a loving relationship with their city. But a group of local organizers thinks it's time to make a commitment. No more shacking up with this bull baby. It is time to show and prove your love for Durham by getting married. On March 19th, Durham residents and non-residents alike have the chance to wed the beloved Bull City in a group ceremony. The event is simply called Marry Durham. It will raise money for five local charities based in the city: Scrap Exchange, Walltown Children's Theater, Genesis Home, the Latino Community Development Center, and the Eno River Association. I have been asked to serve as the honorary best man, and I have some other members of the wedding party here as my guest on the show today. Marilyn Wigley is one of the organizers of Marry Durham. She's the liaison to the charity organizations that will receive the money. Winnie, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's really fun to be here and talk about Marry Durham.
Good to have you. Also with us, the Reverend Carl Kenny, a pastor of Compassion Ministries of Durham, longtime Durham resident. He's going to preside over the nuptials March 19th. Carl, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Winnie, tell us, what does it mean to marry Durham?
Gosh, it's going to mean something different to all of the different people who come to marry the city and our neighbors. But really, it's about saying, I love Durham. I'm committed to this place. I'm going to do everything that I can to keep Durham cool and awesome and beautiful and funky and edgy. And I am saying to all of my neighbors, I'm here, I'm with you, we're together, and we're committing to this town.
Where'd the idea come from?
It was a very organic thing, Frank. It came out of a conversation among friends about how much we love Durham. You know about the annual Beaver Queen pageant that happens each year in Duke Park. That event had just happened, and it was such a great event, really creative and fun. And after it, someone said, golly, I love Durham so much. You know, I could marry it. I love it so much. And the conversation started and we started planning.
So this kind of kitchen table conversation turns into an actual organization that now involves the mayor and a lot of officials and a lot of nonprofits and businesses as well. Carl Kenny, you have been here a long time.
Long time.
You are committed to this city.
Oh, I'm very, very committed to the city. I'm a downtown resident. I've seen the massive changes in Durham, and I've loved the city even more because of those changes.
How has it changed? What attracted you in the first place, and how has it changed?
Well, you know, I was attracted to Durham because of Duke University and the history of the city as a haven for black business, the Black Wall Street, and studying the words of Evis Franklin Frazier about Durham and then creating the terminology Black Bourgeois and talk about Durham. I was attracted for those reasons, but came and found that it was a troubled community at that time. We struggled with gang violence, and we struggled with racial tension. And the city has really made a radical shift. You had this downtown community that was broken, looked like a ghost town, and it's been revived, and we're receiving this national attention. As a community, we had newspapers across the state who were critical of Durham and called us the black sheep of the state. And, you know, I would, you know, beat the bandwagon, you know, try to get people on the bandwagon for Durham. And now I see that we are receiving the kind of respect we do. And it's good to see residents who finally say, look, let's go ahead and marry this place and prove to the rest of the world hey, this is one of the best places to live.
It's getting that kind of respect. People are willing to talk it up instead of talk it down. The problems really have not gone away.
Well, I think they've been minimized. The problems aren't as bad as they were. I mean, come on, we received national attention for a hostile school board during the Duke lacrosse rape scandal. You know, that became part of the conversations about the tensions between white, black in the city. That's gotten a lot better. But more than anything, I think we've begun to understand that, hey, we celebrate diversity and we're not afraid of having the type of conversations that make for a better community. And with any marriage, that's what we do. You know, we take in the bad and we take in the good. And when at the end of the day, we have a lot more good than we do bad.
Talk more about diversity, Winnie, in terms of who's coming, who's been invited, and who so far has taken up the invitation, who might be there.
Well, Frank, one of the exciting things is we don't really know who's going to be there. We're hoping that it represents all of the amazing diversity, all of the colors and the types and everybody from Durham. We do have lots of different folks involved in the planning, that are reaching out to their networks. We're trying to reach out to the African-American churches. We have the Latino Community Development Center is one of the beneficiaries of the event. So they're going to bring their constituents, and we've talked with El Centro Hispano. So we're hoping that everyone will be there and bring, you know, part of it is incumbent upon all of us and all of the listeners today and people who love Durham to go out and talk with their neighbors and ask them to come and join them in solidarity and making this fun, exciting commitment to the future of our town.
Give us a sense of what's going to happen on the 19th.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. So, okay, we'll start out. Everyone will come and arrive, and there'll be a ceremony. Carl Kenny will preside over that and guide us in our vows, which will include things like protecting our natural resources, shopping locally, supporting the arts and our nonprofit organizations, electing responsible leaders, of course. We'll say our vows. We'll celebrate. You, of course, will be emceeing that. And then we're going to have a parade. So, you know, someone said on MaryDurham.com that, you know, Durhamites aren't afraid at any provocation to take to the streets for a parade. We'll have a marching band. All the kids will be out dancing, and we'll parade around the block. And then after that, there will be a reception. We'll have entertainment, local bands. We have The Beast. We have Justin Robinson and the Marionettes. We have Korn and the Colonels. We have Triple Fret, the Bulltown Strutters, lots of dancing. And so it'll be from 4 to 7, and we'll have it'll be like a big block party. We're going to block the street on Rigsby Avenue between Gear and Corporation. And so that whole area will just become a big party. We'll have food trucks there. There'll be a kids area where children will be playing and making stuff from scrap exchange, reuse art. So it's just going to be a really fun time.
And you don't have to be a Durhamite to get married. We take philanderers, in fact. We invite philanderers
we
from
do.
other locales
cheaters.
To come in
yeah.
and take part. Right. And then there's also fundraisers. So tell us how that works and how you can contribute, both businesses and individuals. Right?
Thanks for asking about that. Yeah. Mary Durham is about celebrating the love of our community. And it's also to raise awareness about all of the great nonprofits that are in Durham. We did pick five to receive the proceeds from the event. You've named them already. And that works by businesses signing up for sponsorships. And they can do that through the website, MaryDurham.com. Individuals, people who live in Durham or just fans of Durham, can donate in two ways. One is they can donate on our website, MaryDurham.com. They can buy a wedding package. That's just a level of donation. We have the shotgun wedding. We have the country club wedding. We have the Beyonce put a ring on it wedding. Those are, of course, at increasing increments of donation. And people will be asked to donate when they arrive at the ceremony. We will not turn anyone away that can't pay or doesn't want to donate, but we will ask folks to contribute. We do have a goal of raising $12,000. We're almost halfway to that goal, and we have some great sponsors that have signed on. We have Vaguely Reminiscent, Parker and Otis, Merge Records, The Music Explorium, Watts Grocery, and just about 30 minutes ago, Reverb Nation as well. And we, of course, have some more sponsors at lower levels. Those are our major ones. So we encourage folks to go to our website and donate.
Wendy, you are among the young professionals who are among the newcomers to Durham. Mm-hmm. What brought you here?
My job brought me here originally, but the reason I chose Durham as opposed to Chapel Hill, my job is in RTP, was bicycling. I'm a hardcore bicycle commuter. I ride my bike every day through, you know, the winter and the summer. And the American Tobacco Trail takes me right from downtown Durham right to RTP. I love it. It's one of the best parts of my day. But that's what got me to Durham. But I fell in love with it here. I started walking my dog at the Eno every weekend, going to live shows, all the food. And the way I explain it to my friends that don't live in Durham is I've lived in only other big cities, Atlanta, D.C., Boston. And I feel like I live in a big city. I have all the art and the music and the culture. And yet I have this small town feeling where I go out and I meet someone and then I see them again. Actually, Carl and I met We met because Michael Jackson died, which is this sad story. But we began a conversation in, on a bar stool about Michael Jackson, and then we saw each other all the time, and now we're friends. And I love that about Durham.
Carl, what's it going to take to really expand that? Young professionals have moved in with creative ideas, the Beaver Queen pageant to save Ellerbe Creek and all of that. But when you talk about it, Winnie, you talk about we reached out to African-American churches in El Centro. What's it going to take for us to be the community that we aspire to?
I think we are. I think we are the community we aspire to be.
But there's parts of this community that aren't really invited in.
There are parts of the community that need to be receptive to being present, and it takes consistent communication with that community. You know, there is a divide in Durham when it comes to those who've been here a long time versus those who haven't. Those who are new to Durham love it more than those who have been here because we take it for granted that we have this we have this wonderful gift with great diversity and great food and great entertainment. We have our local celebrities, and we take that for granted. And I think we just have to poke them and say, okay, we have this day where we marry each other. You know, I envision the wedding ceremony. I think we're not marrying just the city, but we're marrying each other, and we marry our diversity, we marry our creativity, and we marry all of that. And it's going to take a larger grouping of diverse people to make it a genuine expression of
like,
what
like
it
all
means.
Marriages, it's a good start.
It's a good start.
And a lot of work to be done. So thank you both for being on the program. Marilyn Wigley is a wedding planner and organizer for Mary Durham. Reverend Carl Kenny will perform the wedding ceremony, Mary Durham, March 19th, and I will be the honorary best man. If you want to marry Durham yourself, five local charities, you can find out more and sign up for the wedding, marydurham.com. Just ahead, whose story is worth telling? We'll hear more about that on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio Broadcast Service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Stay with us.